Brian, you no doubt heard about the accident in Newport last week. Police report the rider was doing everything right, but he still got hit by a car. How safe do you feel riding in the state, especially pedaling at night in the winter months?
I feel plenty safe as long as I take the necessary precautions. I don't throw caution into the wind when I'm out riding. I mean, if I'm driving, I don't run red lights. I don't cut people off. And I get the same respect that I give the drivers when I'm riding. So I don't really feel that safety is an issue if I am being safe by having lights and a helmet and abiding by the rules of the road, as nerdy as that may be.
Do you think there's something that the state or cities could do to make the roads safer for cyclists?
Yes, definitely. They could actually have more streets like Broadway, where you have
Broadway and near Federal Hill.
Yes, Broadway on the there is now, as of a year and a half now, I believe, there's a bike lane and there's full parking on the side. It's a, I guess, what you'd call a complete street, or what the Department of Transportation would call a complete street. If they could apply that to another busy street, say, for example, Elmwood Ave or Broad Street, Charles Street, Plainfield, these would be steps in the right direction, in my opinion.
Just to allow easier ways to get from one place to the next.
Right, exactly. And as soon as you get out of the city, say into like, say, Scituate or go towards Lincoln, the streets become less congested and cycling on the street is not as much of a challenge, I guess you'd say.
But as far as Providence goes, where are we ahead of other cities for cycling and where are we behind?
Oh, I think we're ahead in having the right mentality, the right type of people that want to ride bikes, that want to be healthy, that want to use this human-scaled transportation. I feel like we're behind in the infrastructure itself. The city could really do a lot more to make it safer for cyclists by really following through on their proposals for complete streets.
Now, as a frame builder at Circle A Cycles, Brian, you've chosen to call Providence your home base. What advantages do you think the capital city has over other places in New England in terms of being a frame builder?
Well, the city itself it's a city, so there's a good population of people here who want to ride bikes. So being, as opposed to being in like a small town in Rhode Island, we have the advantages of having people. That's one of the advantages of being here, is just having that customer base.
Already built into the city.
Exactly.
Do you think it's possible for a place like Providence to become the next Portland, Oregon, or even the next Minneapolis?
I would love to think so. I mean, I get on my bike every day, essentially, and I just get out there and I ride and I pretend it is. I mean, I've ridden in Portland before, and I've ridden in Boston, and these are wonderful cycling cities, and I would love to think of Providence as such. So I get on my bike and I'm in the bike lane. I don't see a lot of other cyclists out there, but I feel like I'm doing my part as being seen as a cyclist, and just, you can just go out there and you don't have to wear spandex. I can't remember the last time I wore a kit or anything on a bike. I just wear my plain clothes. I'm out in jeans and a sweatshirt and I'm just on my bike riding and just showing that you can get from point A to point B in a respectable amount of time on a bicycle is all I'm really trying to achieve out there. So I would like to think that Providence, if more people would just get on their bikes, because I know you have them, it would be a good thing.
So as you look toward the future of cycling, specifically in Providence, what excites you? What are you hoping, to see?
I'm just hoping to see more people on bikes. It's a simple premise, but I feel like there's a stigma attached to it that people feel unsafe, and there's really no reason to. I mean,
even as they hear these news reports
of
tragic accidents.
I mean, I'm not going to stop riding. Are people going to stop driving just because they hear of someone getting in an accident, a car accident? There's nothing you can do. I mean, about accidents. Accidents happen. But you can get more people on bikes to make cycling more visible in this community. And that, it will just raise awareness.
Brian Chapman is a frame builder at Circle A Cycles in Providence. You can find more about the incredible bicycles he and his peers create at CircleACycles.com. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, anytime.
And this is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.